Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
In Cape Town, all roads lead to the DHL Stadium in Greenpoint tomorrow as the Vodacom United Rugby Championship final will kick off at 6:30 in the evening. Jan de Koning is the editor of rugby365.com, joins me on the line now. Jan, it's going to be a fascinating, entertaining, hopefully high-scoring final, or will it not? Good morning.
Morning, Africa. Thank you for having me on the show again. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's going to be high scoring. It's going to be entertaining. It's going to be riveting, and it's going to be intriguing. Obviously, it's going to be very cool, very fresh, and given the rain we've had, it might be a bit muddy, and the underfoot might be a bit soft, but it's still going to be a very good, entertaining game. Finals are always entertaining. We just hope the right team wins.
The right team being the Stormers, of course. but can we just celebrate the incredible achievement of John Dobson and his coaching of the Stormers? It's only the second year that we are participating in the URC, and for the second year running, we're hosting the final.
Yes, it's indeed very. I know a lot has been said about John, but I don't think enough can be said. Dealt a lot with John, and I know the family very well, and his late dad. I was quite close to his late dad. But Rassie Rasmus, we went to a Springbok presser yesterday. Just bear with me for a few seconds. Rassie spoke about the fact when they got John and that entire team, I think Rito is the only one that didn't come through with John from Varsity Cup, under 20 and all that, and they brought Rito on as the forwards coach. But that team has been coming along for so many years, and Rassie spoke about when they first brought them into, and I think Rassie was still at the Stormers at the time when John started and when they brought him through. And now we're going back more than a decade. I think we're going back to the early 10s, you know. And he spoke about how wonderful John is. And what he said, what's important, is that when Rassie was here as Stormers coach, he comes from Bloemfontein. He comes from a different part of the world. He didn't quite understand the culture. You know, you're dealing with people that are a very different culture. And John grew up here. He understands the culture. And that's what he feels is what's made John so successful, because he understands the culture. He knows what it takes to make the people smile. As John so often says, they make Cape Town smile. And for very good reason. I think he deserves all the accolades.
In fact, in that very same presser, Rassie Erasmus said that the Stormers will have their work cut out to beat Munster, but he believes that they will.
Yes, I think Stormers remain favourites because it's the home ground and because of the type of rugby they can play. They do this, what they call chaos, and it's not chaos, it's not random chaos, it's chaos in the way they play and the excitement. That's why I said right at the beginning that the conditions might not favour them, but they're still going to do that. They're still going to play their rugby and their brand, and that's what, if Munster can't contain them and keep them wrapped up and make it very tight and make it an arm wrestle, the Stormers will win quite comfortably, and by that I mean 10 points or so. It's not going to be a big runaway win. It'll be somewhere between 5 and 10 points. But my money remains on the Stormers.
Because lest we forget, Munster is the only team, I think, that the Stormers have not beaten yet.
In the URC? Yes, very much so. They've beaten the Stormers twice. They've played each other twice. They've beaten the Stormers twice. They've done it, well, it was both narrow wins, but they've done it by turning it into a arm wrestle and putting pressure on the key playmakers like Marnie and that. And it's going to be the same tomorrow. I mean, if you've got a recipe that's winning, that's working, why change it? And they're definitely going to make it, or try and make it an arm wrestle. That's what I'm saying. If the Stormers can create a bit more space for those dangerous backs, we might see one or two very good tries.
5,000 supporters of Munster have descended in Cape Town, taking up every available hotel room there is, which is good. I mean, it's good for the economy of Cape Town. As the mayor of Cape Town, Jordan Hill-Lewis, said the other day, enjoy the wine, but just leave the trophy behind so that we can enjoy it for a bit more. But that's 5,000 supporters versus 50,000 supporters who will be rooting for the Stormers.
Yeah, it'll be great to, believe it or not, I'm going to be a spectator there tomorrow. So I've bought my ticket. I'm going to be in the stands. I'm going to enjoy. I'm going to be a spectator. And it's going to be great fun. I think the Munster supporters, you will see them clearly, because I mean, you're talking about blue, and they will be in the pocket of red, and they'll make themselves heard. But I think the Stormers will drown them out with the rugby and the win that they will get.
No, for sure. Who do we need to worry about on the Munsters team? I mean, yes, we've lost to them twice. The conditions possibly favour them, particularly given the heavy rain yesterday. That pitch is going to be possibly slippery and very difficult to play on. But who would be the individual players, do you think, that John Dobson will need to come up with a plan for?
Yeah, a lot has been said about Ashley Sneyman. Obviously, he is a player to watch. And a lot has been said about Peter Mahoney and Connor and, you know, the obvious players. I think the one that we did an interview with him earlier in the week is Jean Klein. Let's not forget, and then he said it in his interview, because I asked him about it this week, and he spoke quite lavish, apologies, and he spoke quite a bit about, he's played for John Dobson at under 20 level and at Vodacom Cup and Currie Cup level. And he understands what John does. He knows that culture that John's created. He's one of those. So he understands. And I think Jean Klein is a very underrated player. And he's the muscle that they bring. Erge will be a beast in the lineup. And he will bring muscle. He will bring bulk. But I think Jean Klein is the one player that people tend to, because he's that hard-working, he's not flashy, but he's hard-working, and he does a lot of stuff that you don't always see. And I think that's the one player that's going to cause problems for the Stormers.
All right. Well, Jan, we wish the lads all the best. Thank you very much for your insights, and enjoy the rugby from the stands tomorrow. Jan de Kwenning is the editor of rugby365.com. That URC final kicking off at 6:30. The Nedbank Cup final in Gauteng kicking off at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Orlando Pirates taking on Sekhukhune FC.
Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.